This is the SKG Radiology official NBL One West radio show.
Welcome along. It is the NBL One West radio show. Ben Ettridge with you. I'm Brett Costello. A lot can happen in 7 days. We're back, but no round two action to speak of.
Yeah, the Wild Wild West is still in full effect, and we've had more false starts to this NBL One West than the America's Cup. So hopefully things get back on track and we're looking at some basketball this weekend.
Look, last week's show, we're really excited about round two and everything that's going to be happening. We're hoping to cover off all the different possibilities and permutations from here in this week's show. So more to come on that. We're going to be speaking with one of your mates, Ryan Godfrey. He's got a 250th coming up, of course, laid over from last weekend. He was supposed to get the 250.
Yeah, looking forward to chatting to Boof about his career so far and what the aspirations are for the Rockingham Flames in 2021.
And because no NBL One West action to speak of, we're going to have a chat with Andrew Cooper. We mentioned last week, and most people around the chats probably do know, of course, the under-18s winning that fantastic gold medal for Western Australia.
A very, very great effort there by Coach Cooper and his team of boys, and looking forward to having a chat to him.
We will preview the round three action as best as we can. I guess we're going to have a bit of a caveat or a disclaimer. Anything you hear in this week's show, check your local guides, because it's definitely a moving feast out there at the moment.
Definitely a lesson in resilience and adversity for everyone involved at the moment.
Some teams yet to even have a definite fixture in 2021, so we'll talk more about that. The team's greatly impacted by these COVID things and also the cyclones as well, particularly for Geraldton, of course. Make sure you stick around. We've got more to come on the NBL One West radio show.
The SKG Radiology official NBL One West radio show.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West radio show.
Welcome back. It is the NBL One West radio show. Brett and Ben with you. Well, what we know so far, of course, COVID restrictions completely wiped out round two action of NBL One West last weekend. Maybe they could have played the Friday night game. Certainly, with the restrictions in place, much like the Wildcats played, they would have perhaps been able to get those games away, but decided to err on the side of caution, perhaps.
Yeah, it was a very interesting Friday afternoon. I know at work, about 1:30 in the afternoon, it started to sort of filter through that something was happening. And then we had it all confirmed by the end of the day that we were going into a lockdown as of that night. And pretty soon the group text started to blow up from the for the Kalamunda boys, especially as to what was happening with the games. And as more information came to light, it soon became clear that we wouldn't be playing basketball this weekend.
Look, certainly one of those Friday night fixtures in particular down at Southwest would have perhaps been a difficult one, but there were a couple of feasible fixtures. Rockingham and Mandurah, East Perth and Coburn were due to play each other, but perhaps BWA saw that it was easy just to wipe out the complete round and then go and insert that. There is that general bye sort of towards the end of May and early June there. So
similarly to the West Coast Classic, where I think everyone erred on the side of caution. We're dealing with people's livelihoods and health and all those sorts of things. And you would never want to put someone in a situation where they felt uncomfortable, especially with all the mental health issues that surround these sorts of things. And just making that decision, making sure everyone was safe and adhering to the COVID restrictions, I think was probably front of mind for the decision makers.
Before too long, we're going to have a chat with Ryan Godfrey. We'll also go through the full round three fixtures and some of the movements, because obviously as things stand at the moment, Friday is not a realistic option, only 20 people allowed in indoor venues and all that sort of thing. So Friday games are going to have to be rescheduled, of course, and we'll take a look at where those ones may potentially fall.
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL One West.
At SKG Radiology, we care about your health and welfare. This is why we bulk bill Medicare rebatable services across all 20 SKG locations. Some exceptions may apply. Ask our friendly staff for details. Visit skg.com.au.
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West radio show.
NBL One West radio show, welcome back. I'm Brett Costello. I'm joined by Ben Ettridge. And on the line now, we've got Rockingham Flames captain and heading towards his 250th game. It's Ryan Godfrey. How are you doing, mate?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. Well, your 250 got delayed for obvious reasons last weekend. We did try and get you on the line to preview it, but fortuitously, I guess, for us in some ways, the time has come round again, and hopefully you'll get the 250 under your belt this weekend.
Yeah, it's funny how things can work out like that. Yeah, it was certainly an interesting couple of hours. Thought we were going to go ahead, and then all of a sudden, Mark McGowan gets up there and, decides to change everything.
At least you get to still have the 250 at home. Looks like you've got a Saturday night fixture against East Perth.
Yeah, that's something obviously looking forward to. The 250 is all right, and I don't mind having those milestones. It's fantastic to be recognised like that by everyone involved in NBL 1, but certainly looking forward to more just getting the win on the weekend.
And, Wolf, what does it mean? You know, I know your dad's been a big supporter of you along the way, but what does it mean to be able to play the game at home in the at Rockingham in front of your family and friends?
Oh, yeah, I haven't really taken too much time to think about it. I honestly was just treating it as another game. But then you receive a number of messages from, kind of everyone that's had association through my basketball journey, and it's certainly probably was kind of nice that we didn't have the game, because I was certainly in reflection mode of, kind of everyone that's taught me something or along the line. It's certainly nice to obviously, one, do it in front of friends and family, but two, just to, I guess, play this long is a true credit to all the coaches and people that have played a part in my journey.
And, it has been a long journey for you, and not just playing basketball here in Australia, but you've also been overseas and played at the college level and all that sort of stuff. Along the way, can you share with us, any of your favourite memories so far and maybe even a favourite teammate that you've had along the way?
Taking a trip down memory lane. I guess someone who's probably the good early memories was Mark Clayton. He was my kind of junior coach down at Rockingham. But then some of those, I guess, his coaching ability at that kind of age to give me the scope on things and this different way to look at a game. Like, I guess I wasn't really probably a skilled player, but was just someone that played with my heart on my sleeve, and he was able to, develop my game, and during the national championships early at that under 14 level, that really sparked my interest in trying to take this game a bit more seriously and develop those skills further and further to lead me to where I am today. So that's obviously a huge credit to Plato. In terms of teammates, I'd probably be just to identify one, but certainly around that time where I was at the Australian Institute of Sport, or now it's the COE, those Australian EU kind of times, there was some incredible athletes that I was able to learn a lot off and obviously share some good times with as well. So, yeah, that's probably one of the main memories.
And, this year, lining up in NBL 1 West after, a bit of a dry run last season in the West Coast Classic, what excites you now after sort of 10 years, I guess, in the league? What's exciting you the most about this season?
That I've probably effectively had 18 months to prepare for it. No, I guess just the whole, what have Buffalo WA have done for the league in trying to get more exposure for our WA athletes. It's something that I've missed out on, and a number of really good basketball players around my age have. So I can only see it benefiting our juniors. But in terms of getting ready for this competition, it was just nice to be able to play for something again. Last season was really tough. I found myself not really prepared for it. And then just a logjam with work. It was just, it was really, really, really tough to play at a high level. So being able to, have a good pre-season and get myself ready, and knowing that I'm ready, then I'm really excited just to tackle the league this year and put on a good display.
The 18 months preparation obviously paid off for you, because certainly in round one, you led your team in scoring and got a good win against Coburn there.
I wouldn't say scoring is my strong suit, but certainly just, I kind of, at this stage of my career, just like to fill in the gaps of the team. So certainly the scoring was a part where I felt we needed at that particular point in the game, and just decided to, take things upon myself within the systems that Patrick's put in. Just to put on a good display and get ourselves a win.
Your roster looks pretty stacked, and you've still got some talent to come as well. What do you know about the timings of the return of some of the other guys you're expecting as well?
Well, in terms of high, I wouldn't say he'd be out for too much longer. That was more of a, just a niggly. I guess before last week, we had about three games in the week to give ourselves some minutes together and develop some chemistry. So he should be back any time, any week now. And then obviously Jervis, we're kind of just waiting to see how the Wildcats play out. But yeah, certainly when those two guys come back, I assume I won't have to be averaging 20 points. So that'd be nice.
So just a little rumour that's come out of the hothouse down there. Is it true that you have the three-point cannons at practice so that when you make a three, they go off behind the basket as well?
They're not currently out, but I'm sure if I spoke to Warren, we could organise something.
Go on, for your 250th week practice session, surely they're out for boof.
Oh, well, we at least got the main rings down this week.
So, oh, nice.
Hopefully that can happen again. So that's a good start to getting some home court advantage. But I'll work on that cannon thing and get back to you.
Thanks, mate.
All right, good luck for the 250 on the weekend. Hopefully it all goes ahead smoothly and we're sort of out of all of our restrictions and so on. We don't want to barrack too hard, but as the home side of the 250, we hope you get up over the Eagles in that one.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. And I guess hope for another guy around the league, Ralphie, he's been on 399 for a long time now, so hopefully he gets the 400 as well. But thanks for having us, and love your work, guys. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Ryan.
Missed a part of the show or wanting more? Check the NBL One West Radio Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Listen or download in your own time and check out the podcast exclusives for more.
Your health and welfare are important. At SKG Radiology, we know this. Take advantage of bulk billing all Medicare rebatable services across our WA practices. Some exceptions may apply, so please ask our friendly staff for more details. From x-rays to ultrasounds, low-dose CT scans and MRIs, no matter where you're referred to, when you depend on the right result, choose SKG Radiology. Visit skg.com.au.
All the local basketball action, roundups and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
It's NBL One West Radio Show. Ben and Brett with you. Looking ahead to round three action. Friday night has got a bit of a question mark over it, obviously, at this point. Of course, venues can only have, as it stands at the moment, up to 20 people. So it looks as if the league is going to be moving those Friday night fixtures. But where to and exactly what timing and what dates and stuff, it's probably going to be fleshed out as the week goes on. So depending on when you're listening to this radio show or podcast, I definitely recommend checking out mbl1.com.au for more information. But taking a look through, the Senators were due to play the Eastern Suns, women and men, on the Friday night. What are you hearing from the Suns camp on that one?
At this stage, our game is going ahead. However, it will happen on the Saturday. It'll still be at Warwick. But it looks like after 3 weeks of waiting, the Eastern Suns men's and women's teams will actually get to play some basketball.
Yeah, you guys haven't had any games yet, because obviously your road trip up to Geraldton was a non-starter as well.
Yeah, and again, I think the times we're in, we just need to be resilient and deal with that adversity. And it's the same for everyone across the league, where it's very disjointed. However, there is a light at the end of the tunnel in a lot of these situations.
Now, Perry Lakes Hawks were due to host the Lakeside Lightning on the Friday night as well. So obviously that game will not go ahead on Friday. There is some talk again, much like the Suns games, that may well be switched to the Saturday. Probably won't be the Sunday, because you've got the Derby, the Footy Derby, assuming that can go ahead on the Sunday. And also Lakeside Lightning, being a faith-based organisation, probably not as keen to play a Sunday fixture as well. So you can look out for more news on potentially that Hawks home fixture on the Saturday. The tricky Friday night matchup is East Perth Eagles and the Perth Redbacks. Now, Redbacks are already due to play Mandurah on the Saturday night, so obviously that fixture can't quite as easily be changed. So whether that one may flow on to Sunday, I don't know. We'll have to check more news on that.
It's really going to come down to availability of venues, and the issue, you know, now that we face is that a lot of associations don't own their own stadium, so they don't have that carte blanche ability to chop and change. So, you know, these associations that are sort of in venues hiring the court space are probably going to find it a little bit harder to sort of jigsaw puzzle things around to make this weekend happen.
Let's have a look at the other fixtures and maybe get your feedback on some tips for these ones. Assuming that Saturday can go ahead smoothly, the Goldfield Giants are due to host the Coburn Cougars.
And looking at this one, I would think that the Giants up there, probably a little bit more stability in their preparation during the week and not having to travel and not have to have that air of, are we going to be allowed to travel, hang over their heads. I would think that the Giants will be the successful team in this one.
Now, the round three fixture, Geraldton hosting the Joondalup Wolves, that was actually already cancelled last week anyway because their venue is still not available. So the Buccaneers, probably the most unfortunate club to date, not having any fixtures on the horizon, perhaps until round four, unless they're going to juggle something to slot them in somewhere.
Just an absolutely horrible situation for the Bucks at the moment. You know, the loss of their stadium and everything they've had to go through already, and then throw in on top of it a lockdown situation like we've got. You couldn't ask for a worse preparation. So, again, I'm sure that they're doing everything they can up there to stay sharp and be ready for when that opportunity arises.
The Perth Redbacks are due to host the Mandurah Magic on the Saturday night as well. Women at 5 p.m, men at 7 p.m. Have you got any takeaway from those games?
Hard to really. Again, it's been 2 weeks.
Not a lot of form to look at really up to today, is there?
You know, both teams got a good hit out in week one. So yeah, for me, I'd probably go with the Redbacks being a home game for them.
Also on Saturday night, the Southwest Slammers due to host the Willerton Tigers, same times with women at 5 p.m. and men at 7 p.m.
Tough one again. Tough one for the Slammers, I guess. The Willerton men are in good form at the moment, and they'd be looking to, you know, carry on from that result from week one, even if it was 2 weeks ago.
We've already spoken with Ryan Godfrey, the Rockingham Flames hosting the East Perth Eagles there. Slightly different timings if you're looking to attend that match at all. 6 p.m. for the women and 8 p.m. for the men down there in Rockingham.
And as Ryan alluded to, you know, Greg Hire being a sort of week-to-week prospect for them, whether or not he backs up and plays a doubleheader in his first week back will be interesting. So if Greg does play, I'd tip the Flames, but if he's not there, I'll go with the Eagles. Might have a little bit too much left in the tank for the Flames on a doubleheader.
Just to reiterate, I do recommend checking all your local guides. Check the connect with the NBL One West on the socials as well, so you can get all the latest information on the games and days and timings, because as we've seen over recent weeks, it's likely to be a moving feast out there. It's the NBL One West radio show. Make sure you stick around.
The SKG Radiology, official NBL One West radio show.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West radio show.
NBL One West, Ben Ettridge and Brett Costello with you. And on the line, we've got NBL One West coach of the Coburn Cougars and probably more topically at the moment, National Championship winning coach Andrew Cooper with the under-18s for WA. How are you doing, mate?
Good, thanks, Brett. G'day, Ben. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to talk to you.
How was that for an intro for you? Quite a mouthful.
It's still a little bit surreal, but it's nice to hear. Thanks.
You mentioned off-air that the Wildcats did you guys proud on Friday night as well, with a bit of an introduction and all the boys and yourselves out into centre court.
Yeah, so we obviously the Wildcats have sort of kept tabs over the course of the tournament here and there with bits and pieces, and they gave us the opportunity to walk out, all the players get introduced on Friday night at the Brisbane game, and the boys got to walk out and got to see what the environment's like at that level, and it was very nice for the boys to get that recognition.
So, Coop, when you sat down with the group at the start, what was written on the board? What was your team sort of goals and expectations when you finally got the selected group together as to what you could do?
Well, really, mate, with this group, we didn't have and I was quite open and upfront with them. I said we're not as talented as the 2018 team. I said, but we've still got the potential to win a gold medal, but we have to do it at the defensive end. That was our biggest focus, which is, if anyone that knows me, that's never been a big thing for me. But right. For this group, I just knew that with the talent that we had, the athleticism, the ability to these guys to get into lanes, that if we could play the best defense at the tournament, that we could definitely win a gold medal. And the belief in the group was that we could win a gold medal.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear. And sort of as the tournament unfolded and being in those tournament play situations, when did it sort of start to feel like that you were hitting those targets that you'd sort of, you've just mentioned to us, that you sort of felt like, yeah, we're not as talented, but we're starting to do those things that we need to do to get there?
Yeah, well, one of the stats that our assistant, Jordan Smith, kept every game was deflections. And I think it really hit home probably the Vic Metro game, although that's a big call because it was a quarter final. But when the boys come up to the coaches after the game, and the first thing they ask is what was our deflections, and I think it was 34 or something ridiculous for that game.
Brilliant.
You sort of know that they're buying into what you're trying to achieve.
Yep.
In your previous gold medal team, you coached guys like Luke Travers, who have really made, obviously, the step up to the Wildcats. He's reasonably well known now. Do you think this year's squad was more of a team base, or can you identify any talent there that will sort of make the leap either to maybe NBL 1 West or even to that NBL phase?
It's hard to compare against, you know, Luke and Wani and Jackson, you know, even though Jackson's gone to football now. But what they could offer was a little bit different. But this group, I think you hit the nail on the head as a team, 1 through 10. And I had one of the coaches come up to me from another state and say, you guys have got the most depth in this tournament by far. And I think that was the big thing for us. I think even in the grand final, we had like 32 points off the bench. So 1 through 10, we always knew that was going to be a big thing for us. Look, predicting the future for some of these, there's definitely some talent. You guys would already know this with Ethan Elliott. You know, Ben Henschel and guys like that stood out at the tournament. But any of those boys could certainly make it to the next level. I have no doubt about that if they apply themselves.
And sort of, you know, when you get to that gold medal game, I'd like to ask coaches these questions. Do you remember what you said in your last time out to the group? You know, obviously, someone's called it with a couple of minutes to go. Do you remember, you know, where you were at and where you wanted the boys to be at in that last time out?
Geez, that is a good one. The last time out, I'm just trying to think. I know it got a bit hairy there for a while. They got pretty close. But mate, to be honest, it's probably the third quarter was the biggest one I remember, and that was the conversation we just had about sticking to what we can do and that we're in a really good spot here. And, you know, we just got to keep hitting our marks on the defensive end and keep working hard. These guys will... We knew that Queensland had played some tough games, and we knew that if we just kept running and working harder than them, that we'd get where we want to be by the end of it.
Coach Cooper, we do want to ask you a bit about the NBL 1 West as well, so I'll ask you to hang on the line, and we'll be back with more after this.
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL 1 West.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
This is the all-new NBL 1 West radio show. All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL 1 West with Brett Costello, Chris Pike, and Ben Ettrick. Check the NBL 1 West radio show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Tuesdays from 2 p.m., 897 FM. Tuesday nights from 5 p.m., Radio Mama. Wednesday nights from 5 p.m., Oz Urban Radio. Thursday nights from 9 p.m. on 98.5, Sunshine FM. The SKG Radiology, official NBL 1 West radio show. All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews. This is the all-new NBL 1 West radio show.
NBL 1 West radio show, Ben Ettridge, Brett Costello, and we're joined again on the line by Andrew Cooper, head coach of the Coburn Cougars, recently very successful in the Nationals anyway for Western Australia, taking over the gold medal there. Well done once again, mate. But we would like to focus now NBL 1 West. It's been a pretty disruptive start to the season. You probably haven't even seen your team play yet, I don't think. How's it working out down there for the Cougars?
Yeah, look, we had a really good pre-season. But obviously I was away for the first game against Rockingham, and unfortunately I was all tucked up ready to watch the game via the online stream, but it didn't work. So, but I got some feedback obviously from the coaches, and I did watch the game afterwards, and it was one of those games that we could have, should have, would have, but we didn't. So, but it's definitely been frustrating for last week. We're ready to go.
Some key signings for you in the off season?
Yeah. Well, as Ben would know, I'm pretty happy to sign young guys. Age isn't really an issue for me. So we've got some young guys that have come in. Nick Pezzoglu is obviously our biggest name signing. But, you know, with Josh Hunt, who I had a relationship with prior to, you know, him moving to Perth, Dan Rogers obviously coming back as well. So we've got some good young guys coming through on top of what we've already got at the club from last year. And Poz is a high-quality guy that we wanted to bring in that would give us some leadership to help Gav out in that area as well.
And how do you see him playing alongside Gavin Field? You know, two sort of different players, both sort of play similar position, but you'd sort of say they're a bit different. How has that sort of mix started to unfold for you?
Well, Gav would disagree that Poz is way more athletic, but you know, Klosky is a bit of that glue guy that we had with Luke Travers last year that could do a bit of everything, which Gav can do as well, but it takes the weight off his shoulders. So we want Poz, we're looking for Poz to come in and be a scorer. He's got a bit of a green light, although his green light wasn't too good last week from the three-point line, which I'm sure he'll have a bit of a giggle at, but we know he'll be better than that moving forward. So obviously that sort of stuff, as well as the on-court leadership, which he brings from his experience in the NBL and stuff like that.
You mentioned Dan Rogers, who's a young man that I've been following with interest. I've known him since under-12s wobble. How do you think he's settling into the Cougars' lair, and can he stay out of foul trouble?
Yeah, that's a big question, isn't it? I asked him that myself.
He won't mind me saying that.
Nah, not at all. No, look, Dan's a great kid who had, you know, he had so many injury issues coming through, and I sort of kept in touch with him after having him with our state team over at the AIS when they went through some tough times with a couple of the boys that played in our state team. And, you know, Dan's biggest problem is Dan, as far as once he gets to be happy with himself and enjoy his game, I think he can really move to the next level. And he's got some, you know, some targets that we've spoken about that he wants to hit this year. So, you know, he was ready to go this week. He was gonna start for us against East Perth, and he was gonna come out and hopefully have a big one. But he offers a fair bit, and hopefully moving forward, he will stay on the floor to show it.
Looking forward to this weekend. Are you aware, if not, or are you travelling to Kalgoorlie for the game?
At this stage, mate, everything's go for us, for Cal. Obviously, with this latest lockdown, I think hopefully by Saturday, everything should be sweet. So we're prepped and ready to go. We're just in the middle of doing our scout and film and stuff and get that out to the players in the next couple of days. So we're ready to go, mate, and hopefully it all goes ahead.
Very good.
We so much appreciate your time, Coach Cooper. Thanks for getting on the line with us in light of no actual fixtures to talk about from last weekend. So we were very pleased to be able to chat a bit of WA news with you as well.
No problems at all. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations again, Coop. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Missed a part of the show or wanting more? Check the NBL One West Radio Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Listen or download in your own time and check out the podcast exclusives for more.
At SKG Radiology, we care about your health and welfare. This is why we bulk bill Medicare rebatable services across all 20 SKG locations. Some exceptions may apply. Ask our friendly staff for details. Visit skg.com.au.
This is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
NBL One West Radio Show as we round out this week's edition in a very, very weird and wonderful week in basketball. The COVID-related Western Australian NBL One West, at least anyway. And even impacting on the Wildcats there. Of course, they got away their game on the Friday night. They weren't able to travel to Cairns on the Sunday and understand that the Phoenix ended up filling that fixture and actually playing against Cairns on Sunday. But we understand that the Wildcats are on their way to play against New Zealand this coming weekend down there in Tassie.
Yeah, spoke to the assistant coach there, Luke Brennan, about the Wildcats' travel plans heading into this weekend. And the team's heading down to New Zealand to Tasmania to play New Zealand, which New Zealand being based there. And hopefully the guys who leave here from WA are travelling safe.
New Zealand will be coming off a game against Melbourne on the Wednesday and, you know, somewhat backing up then on the Saturday. So Perth, although travelling, both will have travelled and maybe will be a little fresher. They've been a bit patchy with their form of late.
Yeah, but any team that has Bryce Cotton in it, I think, is a fairly good chance of winning. And I'm really impressed with John Mooney as well. I think he's a workhorse, the type of import the Cats used to have back in the late 90s, early 2000s. It just did all the dirty work and did all the things that make teams successful.
Looking ahead at their schedule, on the Wednesday they'll travel to Melbourne to take on United before heading back home on Sunday, May the 9th, again against New Zealand, Mother's Day match at 3 p.m.
And great to see Norm Manyang put in two great performances with Diamond Valley over there in the opening two rounds of NBL 1 South, and then getting the call up to go and be a practice player for Melbourne United this week. So on the back of his good form there, getting some good return for his commitment.
Well, hopefully by next week's show, we'll have some fantastic round three action, even if it's delayed through to Saturday and Sunday, to be able to talk about. And that'll be ahead of round four, the pink round in NBL 1 West. So hopefully they'll be able to go ahead with that initiative, given all the upheaval that we've had so far this year.
Yeah, always great to see the teams around the league get behind these great organisations and weekends that are put in place by BWA to support some great charities.
Thanks very much, Ben. Until next week, hopefully we have more to talk about then.
Hopefully.
Missed a part of the show or wanting more? Check the NBL One West Radio Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Listen or download in your own time and check out the podcast exclusives for more.